This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, bringing you this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition. Now, coming up this weekend, you're going to have an opportunity to learn more about the locavore movement in our area, about small farming, about food accessibility, and you'll be able to do so in a party setting. It's the annual Homegrown Festival, which takes place at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market this Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m. My guest today is Tina Stevens, and Tina is a longtime volunteer with the Homegrown Festival and is here today to discuss some threats, not only to our locally grown food sources, but to our national and world food supplies. And what I'm talking about is the decimation of our pollinators. And Tina, that's kind of the theme of this year's Homegrown Festival, isn't it?
That's right. Yep, we're focusing on pollinators, and there will actually be a couple of demonstration hives so people can see honeybees at least kind of living in their hive and kind of get a feel for what they look like in there behind the scenes there.
One of the first things that comes to mind when I think of pollinators is bees. And I know that in my walks and on my ventures into the forest and around the gardens around the house, I'm not experiencing encounters with as many bees as I used to. Am I misperceiving that, or is that fact?
No, that is in fact fact. You're probably speaking of the European honeybees, which we've all come to know and love.
I'm not sure I could tell the difference.
So the European honeybees are the ones that create the honey that we love to eat and also are very important for agricultural and crop pollination. And you're right, there has been a big decline in their population. In 2006, the scientists that study these things identified the colony collapse disorder, which was affecting...
Has that ever been fully explained?
Great question, and I don't know the details of it, but they are able to, you know, there's some specific symptoms that signify colony collapse disorder. So we know what it looks like, even if we're not sure exactly what's causing it.
But there are some factors that we do know are contributing, among them pesticides and monocrops, right?
That's right, yeah. So, you know, kind of intensive agricultural farms grow one crop, and unfortunately, that means that the bees only have food while that one crop is blooming. And, you know, they need to eat throughout the season, not just the few weeks that a particular crop is blooming.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Tina Stevens. Tina is a longtime volunteer for the Homegrown Festival in Ann Arbor. And we're discussing a crisis in the world of agriculture, and that is a decline in pollinators. Now, pollinators go well beyond just bees. We have birds, we have bats, butterflies, beetles, other small mammals that pollinate plants. And I'm told that somewhere between 75% and 95% of all flowering plants on the earth need help with pollination. That means one out of every three bites of food we eat is there because of pollinators. So what is it we need to start taking a look at in our backyards and beyond to make a difference to preserve and allow these pollinators to proliferate?
Yeah, well, so I would encourage everyone to plant as many native plants as they're comfortable planting. You know, maybe to the untrained eye, they might look a little weedy at first, but there are a lot of beautiful native plants that support our native pollinators that you've mentioned. And those plants are actually adapted to our local conditions and our local pollinators, so they sort of live in harmony together. And I encourage you to plant plants that are going to bloom throughout the year. So thinking about what blooms in early spring and having something that blooms each month and until late autumn so that the pollinators have something to eat all spring, summer, and autumn. And then there are other things that you can do, like think about what the, beyond just eating, but where the pollinators are nesting. So leaving tall grasses or plant stems out throughout the year. Some of us clean up our garden every autumn, but if you leave those stalks standing, then the pollinators have some place to overwinter. And I even have a pollinator house in my backyard that has different kinds of sticks and cloth in it for the pollinators to nest in year-round. It's also important that pollinators have a place to drink. So in my backyard, again, I have a bird bath that I have a bunch of rocks in it. So the birds can't really bathe in it anymore, but the butterflies can sit on those rocks and drink water, which is really important for not just butterflies, but other pollinators as well.
If we look beyond our gardens and our backyards and we start to take a look at a lot of these small farms that we have throughout Washtenaw County and southern lower Michigan, is it important to kind of consider how we use that land and what it looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. There recently was a study done on blueberry fields, and they found that if they interplanted native plants or planted native plants around the perimeter of the farm, that there was a great increase in the amount of blueberry production. So, you know, planting native plants and also, as many of our local farmers do, planting a variety. So not just having a cornfield, but having corn and squash and strawberries and soybeans and all kinds of diversity will really help our pollinators.
You again are listening to Issues of the Environment, and we continue on 89.1 WEMU with Homegrown Festival volunteer Tina Stevens. And a lot of times we like to couch things in terms of money. And pollinators add $217 billion to the global economy. Honeybees alone are responsible for between $1.2 and $5.4 billion in agricultural productivity in the United States alone. That's huge money. Now let's bring it back down to our level. The Homegrown Festival is going to take place at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market. What is the conversation among the local and the small farmers in trying to preserve pollinators, take care of them, and ensure a sustainable food source in our area moving forward?
Yeah, so we're looking for ways that everybody can work together to support each other. So how the beekeepers can work with the farmers, and the farmers can work with the restaurants, and the restaurants can give delicious local food to their patrons. So we're hoping to make some of those connections at the Homegrown Festival and beyond so that everyone knows that this is an issue and that we're all friends with each other and can rely on each other for what we need to make this robust local economy succeed.
And if we look to what we need from municipal involvement and government involvement, I know you're involved with the Natural Area Preservations Program as well. How important is that going to be moving forward?
I think that protecting our native spaces and our natural areas is of the utmost importance for our pollinators. They need these pockets to survive, and especially if we can start thinking about ways to connect, you know, not just the park that the city owns, but then the open space that the subdivision owns, and then what's happening in your backyard, so the pollinators have corridors to move through. I think that's going to lead to the best kind of community success for these plants and animals.
When we talk about sustainability, we often talk about adaptability, human adaptability to our conditions, to our environment, and to what's going on. It sounds as though a lot of these pollinators don't have the ability to be that adaptable. They need the native species, they need their space, and they need a certain kind of environment. So what, as humans, are we to do moving forward? If we don't make changes, there are dire consequences, aren't there?
That's right. We won't be left with much food to eat if our pollinators aren't successful. You know, we can have corn, which is pollinated by the wind, but as you mentioned, you know, one out of every three bites is dependent on a pollinator. So it really is important to the success of the human race that we are protecting our pollinators to protect our food source.
Tina, I thank you so much for your time, and I'll look forward to seeing you down at the festival this weekend.
Great. Thank you so much, David.
That is Tina Stevens, a longtime volunteer for the Homegrown Festival in Ann Arbor. That festival, by the way, takes place this Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Farmers Market in Ann Arbor. It is an environmental education all wrapped up in a party. If you'd like more information, go to hgfest.blogspot.com. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular presentation of the WEMU News Department, produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard as part of Morning Edition only on 89.1 WEMU.